everybody. Welcome to episode 224 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javier Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
That's me.
Dylan Rausch.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabe Feldman.
Nobody around me knows any hip slang.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
If I've ever heard it.
Guys didn't watch Lemonade. Only me and Javi.
I still don't know what that is.
The Beyonce HBO special. Good God, Ryan.
Why
did you not look at Twitter for the entire weekend?
Why is that a thing that exists?
Oh my God, it's so good, Ryan. Don't even start.
I doubt it.
Wow. You are.
I watched Vikings. That was really good.
When you hear Beyonce HBO special, you just imagine it's just a concert that was filmed, not what it actually is. What it actually is very good. It's very well made.
Gabe said the phrase Becky with the good hair like 15 times, and everyone just kind of talked around it, and finally I had to say, what the fuck are you talking about, Gabe? And he's like, you guys haven't watched Lemonade? Which is another thing nobody knew what he was talking about.
I knew.
Yeah. Boy, Javi knows.
I was there.
Did you guys not check Twitter for like the entire weekend?
No,
I
was
doing
things. I don't
give a shit about half the stuff you guys post on there. I'm sorry.
No, it's unsurprising, so I'm not disappointed.
I'm just mad.
I see, oh, Gabe's posted something. Huh, whatever, moving on.
I bet it's about wrestling or anime.
Oh, Ryan's posted about sports. I'll pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, if Gabe were just going off about something, I had no idea what it was, and was saying things like Lemonade, I'd assume it was some wrestling bullshit that happened.
Oh my God, if Beyonce was a wrestler.
Yeah. Oh man.
Shit.
Be a whole new world for Gabe.
In another life, man. In another life.
It would make a lot of sense, because there is somebody that wrestles named Becky, and she does have really good hair, so. Makes you think about
the plot thickens.
It's a small world.
Did you hear about Rachel Ray getting attacked? Not actually attacked.
Wasn't her name Rachel Roy? Not Rachel Ray. Well,
yeah,
somebody
and
else.
Beyonce fans, many of them are dumb and think that Rachel Ray is who it is, and they attacked Rachel Ray.
Just saw the name Rachel Roy and assumed people were spelling Rachel Ray wrong.
Yeah,
that's the cooking lady.
Rachel Ray. She did what was it, $40 a day in like fantastic Europe.
Can you imagine if the story was Jay-Z fucking cheats on Beyonce with Rachel goddamn Ray?
How awesome would that be?
Jesus.
I can see story. It now. He's on a trip in like fucking Bratislava and he only has $40 a day.
And there's only one woman that can help him, his new love,
boom.
Rachel Ray.
Like, there's a whole article saying, Beyonce fans, you got the wrong girl.
Rachel Ray is not the home wrecker. Oh, wow.
I had a thing for Rachel Ray.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the biggest thing that people misunderstand is that Beyonce does not need people to fight for her. I think she's got herself handled pretty well.
And they're back together and making millions of dollars off of this controversy. I mean, Lemonade out of this controversy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all
fine.
Their
music service still sucks, though. Suck it.
Boom.
Hot
he
takes.
Said it. He said it.
What fun anecdotes.
No, they totally got Harris by the balls. Harris is like, oh, it's the only place I can listen to the entire Prince library. I better sign up for Tidal right away.
Prince is on Tidal?
I guess.
I think so, right?
I thought Prince just hated internet.
Maybe not, then. I don't know.
Because he used to be on Spotify. But I guess that was taken down at some point.
Because it's on Tidal, along with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is not on Tidal.
Oh, before you got,
if I go there, there was my entire train of thought.
Before you got online, I read an article that said, and we were talking about it, that Prince had no will. So, who the fuck knows what's going to happen with all this shit?
I am the long lost son.
You look like him. I can see the resemblance.
Yeah, I wonder if this leads to just like people. Like, raising up, claiming to be, like, Prince's illegitimate child.
But... just throw your parents under the bus, whatever.
Still turns mentioned. Turns out today we can do this thing called DNA testing. I don't know you're gonna get too far with that one.
Yeah, no, like I'm Spartacus situation.
That shit
like...
doesn't exist in Minnesota. What are you talking about?
What, DNA?
DNA freezes up there.
Well, I've been playing Ratchet and Clank.
Wait, what? Video games?
We clearly are not talking about video games this week.
What? Huh? Oh, this is a music cast.
Did Beyonce make that video game?
No, I'd rather talk about movies. Let's talk about movies.
We can talk about the Ratchet and Clank movie that apparently is...
that doesn't have one review to its name yet, which is weird because it comes out like this week.
Because it came out 4 weeks ago.
I still haven't seen any trailers for it, but Javi, you guys watch Cartoon Network or Leave It On for the Dogs. Is there a lot of trailers for it?
Well, from what Dogen tells me, is there a trailer?
Trailer.
There's been like two or three trailers, and they're all really not good. They're not funny. They're trying really hard, and it's, I don't know. It's not working for me at all. I'm hoping that for some reason the promotional material is all garbage, but the movie's okay. But yeah, I haven't seen anything, any buzz, positive or negative. Like, nobody's talking about the movie at all. So that's not good.
No, I didn't even know it was out.
Also, it's coming out like 6 days before Civil War. I don't know. Like, someone's, I think it might have been you guys, was like, there's not a lot of overlap there. And I'm like, well, kids love superheroes, so I think there is. But yeah, it'll probably do terribly. It'll probably be mediocre.
Well, apparently the game is sold really well in the UK, or at least like comparative to the rest of the series.
And I'd heard somewhere that, like, and maybe this explains. Well, no, because Ryan, you said that you couldn't even find the tag for it, but I heard that it was selling out places because people under ordered it. Like, it's overselling expectations.
Mm. Yes, so,
this good.
This is good, very good.
I bought it.
Yeah. I started Dark Souls 3. Ooh. I got to the weird little lake with the first boss in it when you pull the sword out. Barely a boss. And now I have no idea where to go. Granted, I've only put in maybe an hour into the game, maybe an hour and a half.
You clearly didn't listen to me last week.
No, I didn't. What'd you say?
Put the sword in the thing that looks like a bonfire.
Oh, I did that.
Oh, well, then go to the bonfire.
Now you teleport.
That's
travel.
Right. Okay, I've forgotten. I did do that, and then I stopped playing. That's right. But yeah, there was a big chunk there where I was like, where do I go? What do I do? Yeah, okay, so I'm good. I'm in good shape. I'm also, like, while playing it, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'd rather just play more Bloodborne.
You still haven't beaten the DLC.
Yeah, I haven't even touched the DLC yet. So maybe I'll go back to Bloodborne. I don't know.
Just play the game without a shield. It's pretty fast paced still.
Yeah, but Dark Souls 3. I don't know. I only have that opening area to go off of, but it's very much just grayscale. White and gray. I don't know, but
it's a game meant to bring you down visually. Except it does. I think it opens up later on to more interesting areas.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the castle looked cool and the trees looked cool, but it is just kind of like a grayscale color palette.
Well, that's kind of like one of the themes of Dark Souls, of like everything's here is like old. Anything that happened here, you pretty much missed. It happened a long time ago.
You're going through the ruins of a civilization that has come and gone.
I see.
You're a thousand years late to the party.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in decay. That is the entire theme of the series, is everything is decaying around you.
Nothing matters. Everything's dying.
Yeah. Also, last night I was dinking around in bed with Link's Awakening, and I was... It's such like a pure, simple Game Boy game, and I'm like, man. And then I was thinking about loading up Pokemon Yellow. Just, I don't know, feeling nostalgic, but also kind of feeling like there was a magic, there's a charm to these old basic ass games that made you use your imagination a lot more, and maybe that's why they resonate so hard, or maybe it's just because I played them when I was so young. I don't know, but like God, Game Boy games, there's something magical going on there that I don't get out of even the best modern games. But it's just a thought. Anyways, that's what I've been doing. Gabe, would you like to share?
I would.
Okay.
I played so much of things this week. It's a change.
Oh my God. It's gonna be just Bloodborne, I mean Dark Souls.
No. No, Dylan, you're gonna like this because I played the Mirror's Edge beta.
Oh my God. Fucking Christ. What is it? That ruined my day when I found out you actually got in. After I had such a good day when I found out you didn't get in.
Why?
Because every day is shit on game day.
I see. How is Mirror's Edge?
It's good.
Really?
It's good. I've got some notes that I took over the course of playing it, because I was preparing.
Quick question first. Mm-hmm. Why is there a beta for a single player game? What is that about?
I think there is online stuff to it of like making time trials and like you can make your own like routes for other people to like test out and run. Okay. So like there are like online components of it and like same like just standard time trial numbers and leaderboards. But also like I just imagine like bug testing, getting reaction, see if there's anything like that they could. Any like quick quality of life changes that could be implemented? As I mean, they're pretty close to launch at this point.
They're just like testing hype levels if they want to continue developing the game.
Yeah, they're just gonna pull the plug a month before release. Wait for that.
I actually think that beta tests now are just more. It's another form of advertising.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, look at Overwatch. They built up hype for 2 years on just a beta.
Betas.
Right. Limited beta, and they only gave invites to like YouTubers and Twitch streamers for a long time. And
yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like beta, I feel like
it's free marketing
for a while now. Betas marketing. Are like,
yeah,
you know, like especially like the idea of like closed betas and like the exclusivity of it. Just getting your hands on something before it comes out. Like I remember I was like amped as all hell when I played Call of Duty 4's beta way back. What was that, 9 years ago, almost?
Yeah, for me, the beta that, like, captured my heart and mind was very first Little Big Planet. Like, I was like, this game can't possibly accomplish everything that they promised, because there's nothing like that yet, like, of creating your own level, and then uploading it, and then having people rate it, and having comments on it, and then, like, following creators, and just unlimited possibility. And in that beta, all of that was there, and I couldn't believe it. It was phenomenal. Yeah.
It reminds me. Me and Sam were in the Warhammer Online beta for the longest time, and it got us so hyped up that we pre-ordered the collector's editions, and then the game came out, and it was nothing like the beta.
That's crazy.
It was awful, and we quit within, like, a month.
So keep that in mind, Gabe. Mirror's Edge might just be the shit.
It might be shit. But anyways, Dark Souls 3 did the similar thing where they gave beta invites to streamers and that kind of thing.
Is that a beta, or is that just an early copy of the game?
There were international versions of the game that were like ordered because it launched in Japan earlier than North America.
I feel like beta is the wrong word. It should be like test. Demo.
It did have like a beta test.
It did have a beta test, and they invited like YouTubers and that kind of thing. Specifically, probably for the free advertising.
Yeah. But I'm happy that I got to play Mirror's Edge more. Because, I mean, I got the 15-minute demo at PAX, but I got to do more of it this time. And got to like spend more time like thinking about the changes and how I feel about them, and like the biggest, like most obvious thing, it's not so much like a drastic change, but it's just like the new like running system. It feels really good. It's a lot easier to like get fast, but I think I think it doesn't quite, like, capture that, like, gaining of speed that the first game does, but that also might because it might be because it's less of, like, a process. Like, you get there quicker, which is kind of like a just how they designed the movement in this game, of just making things easier to get around. And, like, in that sense, it works really well. Just how they've, like, simplified the big jumps of, like, vaulting over instead of, like, having to be, like, a little step, like a two-step process. It's just you can vault off of any, like, single, like, elevation difference, like a railing, instead of, like, a box in front of a railing. So it just opens things up a lot more. And just having a bigger playground to do that in, and so many little, like, either time trials that the game gives you or that, like, other players create, having, like, all of those to mess around with is really cool too, just like while you're there instead of going into another menu to find them like you did in the first game. I got to figure out how like the health system works, which is a little strange. I mean, it makes sense, just a little. I feel like it might be a little difficult to like understand, of like you have three essentially like hits available, like until you die, but you also have like a shield that builds up from moving faster. So like that's, I remember we talked briefly a while ago when they first announced that like as long as you're moving you can't get hit by bullets, and that's not entirely true. You still get hit by the bullets, it just you don't get hurt because you have this shield that's built up from moving more consistently. And that's like a really, I like that system a lot, of just rewarding you and encouraging movement over stopping and fighting, which is a more viable option now because there's a bit more combat options other than just like kind of punch and kick and counter. And on that, like, the combat just has a lot more versatility to it. It feels really good to, like, run and hit somebody and then just keep going. I feel like, there were some missions designed around, just, like, there being a mob of people guarding, like, I don't know what they are, like, radio towers, essentially. And you have to take them all out and then disable the radio tower, and that's, I don't know, a little... It felt a little clunky. That might be because I'm kind of unfamiliar with the new systems, and it might just be because it's clunky. So a little bit of both, but like they give you a little dodging mechanic to like get behind people and then kick them. And what makes it kind of strange is like, so triangle or Y is like a heavy attack, but you can also aim that heavy attack by like moving the control stick. So you can kick guards like left or right purposefully. And if you kick them into somebody else or some object, they take more damage. They also look really silly when they stumble around, which is also fun. I think it definitely lends itself better to just running, pushing somebody out of the way, continuing to run rather than running and then stopping to take somebody out. I think it's just moving is what feels good in this game. So it's nice that they have that system in there as well. The game looks real pretty, looks really goddamn pretty. There are some like frame rate issues, and like when you can tell that it's like loading the new assets while you're traveling through like a tunnel or something. But it's not terrible, and also hopefully like maybe they have time to up that a little bit for launch. Let's see, what else do I got? There's a ranking system for like your runner profile, which I like a lot because, you know, it's, I don't know, every ranking system I now relate to League of Legends because I feel like that game is probably the game I've played the most of in my entire life. And it's kind of similar to that of like five different leagues and then divisions within those leagues and climbing like that, the ladder that way. And that's gauged by your percentile, like your top percentile in the time trials. So it's like a good skill gauge. And I like that a lot. And then for like some story stuff, they have like an odd amount of like names for people and branding. I mean, like fake branding. It's strange of like how people are labeled, of like weird kind of Apple type spelling where it starts lowercase and then there's a capital letter in the middle of it. I don't know. It's strange. As a final note, so we can talk about other stuff that's not Mirror's Edge, which I don't know why I would want to do in the first place, but whatever. If there's anything that the beta left me really sour on, it's that they teased the grappling hook, which, like, I still have yet to see in action, really. because, like, there's an upgrade tree now. I guess I could have mentioned that earlier, of, like, you get experience for completing missions and stuff, and then you can, like, upgrade points, or upgrade your moves, your health, etc. And one of the things is unlocking a grappling hook, and it says unlockable after, like, I don't know, like, savant intelligence mission. And you get to a mission in the beta that's the mission, and it says savant intelligence. You go there, and you're about to start it, and then it says, hey, thanks for playing the beta. This is as far as we got. This is all you got. And it's like,
this is all we made so far.
Yeah.
We're really gonna rush the rest.
Yeah.
We promise.
And it's like, God damn it. It seems like the map is pretty sizable. Like the area, I think they only give you like they called it downtown, I think, like that section of the map in the beta. And that's still pretty like sizable. And it looks like there's like 4 or 5 other sections of the map too. So it looks like they got a pretty big city laid out, and I'm excited to run around that. And I'm just excited to play it. And it got delayed like 2 weeks, so I'm not taking finals when it comes out, and everything's great, and I'm happy. And I also beat Dark Souls 3 to get me out of my Mirror's Edge talk. And Dark Souls 3 is real good too. I hope you keep playing it, Javi, because I'm curious how you feel about completing a Dark Souls game rather than Bloodborne.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Dark Souls 3 gives you options to play more like Bloodborne, of like giving you I think I talked about it last week, of like their weapons that gave you kind of their special attack was kind of a dash similar to Bloodborne's. Instead of dodging or like dodge rolling, you have a little like quick dash. And I feel like they have ways to kind of emulate it a bit, not like fully, but yeah.
What I struggle with is the riposte. Like, I keep trying to time the whole deflect an attack, and it just they're either stabbing, so it just it hits me anyways, or or I just time it wrong, and because there's just like a huge delay.
Yeah, I just didn't. After like getting acquainted with or reacquainted with like how Souls games play, I just stopped using a shield because I like the dodge. I like the dodge roll and hit things
with
2 swords.
This game's roll is it's a lot more forgiving.
Well, yeah, because they changed the weight system, I realized. Like, it used to be like a cutoff of like, I don't know, what was it, like 65% or something of like weight capacity.
Yeah. No, it was 70%. Okay. Dark Souls 2. And this one it's 70% as well.
And so if you went beyond that, you go into like this awful fat roll where it's pretty much worthless. But in this, like, it still goes to a fat roll after 70, but it's, I don't know, like, it can be used. It's not completely worthless. It's just less effective, which is nice. I didn't really mess with that too much because I like being faster in these kind of games, but
there's a couple of rings later on that really help with rolling as well.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be tough for me to, like, Dark Souls needs to get its hooks in me real fast because Uncharted 4 is
2
soon.
Weeks.
Yeah. Next week. Okay, so I realized that May is going to be just the best month of my life. And we got Civil War twice in a row next week, and then Uncharted, and then I'm going to Chicago and New York a week after that. And then what else is happening? I might get LASIK. Like, all the things. But Dylan, tell us what you've been doing.
I didn't get to talk about Sailor Moon drops.
Oof. Dylan, tell us what you've been doing.
I've been mostly on Dark Souls as well. My opinion has not changed. More importantly, I guess not more importantly, I did start Ratchet & Clank.
Nice.
It's good. It's good. It's very good. I like it. Let's see. I don't really have much to say. It's Ratchet & Clank. I like these games. did I play anything else? I don't think I really played anything else. I've been mostly watching movies on Prime or TV shows. I started Vikings. I like it. It's good.
Game of Thrones was questionable.
I thought it was fine. It was just
awful.
Ton of things going on, so it just had to like touch on everything.
It made me mad because it's a season premiere that felt like a filler. It felt like it was like episode 4 or 6, and like nothing really happened. And I was just, and then just the badness of everything involved with Dorne makes me mad.
Dorne, like, I'm watching the conflict rise between Dorne and, not Westeros, right? With King's Landing or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, God, I don't need a war between these two. Like, just squash it.
Just fuck
like,
me just up.
Don't waste a season on these
so
two.
Dorne was so bad last season that they decided to double down on it this season.
Well, it's been one episode, and it was just a small chunk of this thing. But I don't know. I thought in other aspects it was pretty brisk. Like, the dudes, you know, rallying up for Jon Snow, like, to fight back, and they're like, we're gonna die tonight, we're gonna fight tonight, and we're gonna die tonight. And then, like, the dude's going out to get help or whatever, but it seems like that's probably gonna get resolved in the next episode or the one after that. Like, they're not gonna take half the season to resolve that situation.
Just for a season premiere, it just felt like prep work for everything, which was just kind of a letdown.
It was weak.
A short extension of a lot of plot lines from the last one, and it was just kind of...
I expected, like, stuff to happen, and then, like, episode 2 would be, like, the, I guess, the exposition episode, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, but, I don't know. It's... Everything about it just upsets... I mean, this is where everything is new for me, and to be let down, like, right when it's, like, all new, I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be let down. Am I gonna be let down in the next book too? Anyways,
of course.
Enough of that. I finally saw Jurassic World.
Oh,
the movie really irritated me. Actually,
weren't you most irritated that Jimmy Fallon was in it?
No, that was a great cameo, Ryan. Don't talk bad about him. He was supposed to look at the camera this time. Everyone in that movie makes me mad, except for Chris Pratt. Like, everyone's stupid. And I can't figure out what... I'm like, what the fuck is the point of this? Why? Wait, people get bored of dinosaurs? What the fuck?
Because it's been around for a while.
I guess.
You need a new ride.
Zoos still exist. It's not like they're genetically combining tigers with gorillas.
They should. But what if they did, Dylan?
Did you think about that?
What if they did? Profits would multiply or whatever.
Well, I mean, a tiger combined with a gorilla isn't 40 feet tall and, like, what the fuck?
They're dinosaurs, wow enough, or whatever.
Dinosaurs! Exactly! I'd be like, oh my god, it's Tyrannosaurus. Jesus. And it's not like people can afford to go to this fucking park that's in the middle of, what was it, Costa Rica?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna cost like thousands of dollars just to go once.
Well, life finds a way, man.
I have a season pass to Jurassic World. I fly out every weekend. Nah, that ain't happening, homie.
That's the most unbelievable part of that movie.
it just ruined the whole story.
It's cost prohibitive.
It's the entire thing is economically unfeasible.
Did you ever stop to consider that maybe the film took place during one of those coupon days?
Yeah. Yeah. About that.
Jurassic Park is not catering only to the super rich.
Yeah.
We'll have a coupon day.
I want everyone to see these animals.
Fuck. Okay, that slayed me. I'm done.
Okay. Ryan.
Yeah.
What did you hate this week?
God, did everything I talk about I disliked?
I think so.
No, I liked Ratchet and Clank and Dark Souls.
Oh, okay. Ah. Well, I played more Ratchet and Clank. I played more Stardew Valley, but we've talked about all of those. However, I did go and buy Star Fox.
Oh.
And
what is wrong with you?
And boy, it's worse than I thought it would be.
And you were like the one person with the, it doesn't look that bad.
But here's the thing, and I can stand by that, because it's the feel of playing it that is actually what completely ruins it for me. It's not the way it looks. Like, if it played anything like the 64 version, or even like the ship portions of the GameCube version or anything like that, it would be perfectly fine, and I could have at least said I had fun with it. You know, it wouldn't be anything groundbreaking. But I probably could have had fun with it. The problem is, like,
it's not what you want.
Well, no, the controls are so
shit
stupid. this is how it kind of works. You can look at your TV screen, and you know the ship's up there, and it looks very much like playing normal Star Fox, except if you move your hands at all, it completely fucks up whatever it is you're trying to do, because the motion control is tied to the reticle at all times.
Yeah.
So you're flying the ship and you're trying to like turn and shoot at this thing like you would a normal Star Fox game, and it'll kind of do what you want, but if you don't keep your hands perfectly still, and it gets out of calibration really easily. And so, like, really the best way to be successful with the game is to look at the control
gamepad, yeah,
which is just stupid. Because, like, then you can kind of, it's kind of funny because you can, like, look at that and, like, be lining up shots and hitting things, and that's kind of neat. And then you look up at the screen and the camera's just doing something completely fucked and whacked out because it's gotten so out of sync between the two.
Well, if you're looking through the cockpit on the gamepad trying to shoot targets, your ship might be slamming into beams and whatever the hell is coming
along.
But
no, it's not, because you're looking, when you look in the cockpit view, you're still seeing what's in front of you and stuff. Like you're obviously looking straight out the cockpit. Okay. When you move your hands to turn the reticle, it doesn't swing as hard as it does in the TV view, which is why they tell you to use it for more precision shots. It definitely works that way, but it's just not, it's not a fun way to play the game. And like, it completely, so like, I know that we talked about it, you know, the visually the game definitely doesn't look like a modern day video game. Like, it's definitely a little behind the curve, but like,
especially made by Nintendo.
right. And the first mission actually looked really cool. Like, it was this big, you know, it was very much similar to the first mission in the GameCube version. You know, you're on Corneria and you're outside and everything is real colorful and bright and looks pretty cool, except you never get to really look at that, because if you try to look at that, you're just going to be, you know, you're talking about slamming, you actually slam into things more when you're looking at the TV screen, because like I said, you can't, it's always reading what your hands are doing. And if your hands move a little bit, it throws off that cursor, and you're trying to turn left and the cursor might be flying over to the right, and things just get, it's a total fucking mess, trying to play, like, it's fighting you every step of the way. It's like playing Star Fox 64 as a drunk baby. It's just,
oh man,
garbage. Yeah.
Who gave that baby alcohol?
I've heard, that there's a steep learning curve to, like, getting good with those controls. Like, they're not intuitive, obviously, but like,
right,
once you are used to it, that like the game's fine. Like, it's not great, but it's fine.
I don't see any reason to get you, like, it's garbage. It is garbage. There's no reason to take once you get good at it, getting good at it is just kind of tricking it into thinking that it's going to do something you want it to. I don't understand what they mean. Like, I read the, like, so I started out, before I went and bought it, I just went and checked Metacritic. I was going to go get it regardless, because, like I said, I knew it wasn't going to be good. I was like, I'm sure I can at least have some fun with it.
Boy, were you wrong.
Yeah, I went and checked Metacritic, and it had a 71.
don't believe the Metacritic scores.
And so, well, no, I didn't just do that. I went in to see what outlets, like, I, you know, what outlets gave it what. I started scrolling through, and, like, there was some, because a lot of times you'll get these, like, you know, people want to pretend it doesn't happen, but there are places that will definitely give things a favorable review because they're so excited that whether they mean to or not, they do it because they're so excited they got a free review copy or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, you know, I go in there and I look at who gave what, and there were some pretty reasonable, like, places that I would trust.
Yeah, I mean,
that, like, gave it good scores, and I don't know what fucking game they were playing.
I know that IGN gave it like a 7.5 or something like that, and then Easy Allies, the game trailers people, they gave it around a 7.5 as well, and they both said that, like, the controls are not intuitive whatsoever, but, like, once you get over that hump, there's if you're and this obviously should apply to you, but it doesn't now. I mean, you're saying the opposite, but, like, those reviews said that, like, the hardcore starving Star Fox fan
will just
has something
off.
Has something new, finally has a new Star Fox to play, even though that it's different for the sake of just being different, which is frustrating.
Well, yeah, they are right in that. Yeah. I do have a new Star Fox to play. I just don't enjoy playing it, and the game does itself no favors by it. So, okay, I haven't gotten very far into it.
I think I'm
like 3 or 4 missions in. Although I don't, that fuck, that could be halfway through the game, because I don't think it's very long. But so the first mission is the R-Wing, and you're like, oh, okay, this is kind of neat. And, like, it sucks that you, like, I don't like the idea that I'm having to be successful, I'm having to look down at this other screen, which ruins the whole, it just seems, it ruins it for me. So you're playing that, and then, but you're like, okay, I think I can maybe kind of get used to this. But then it immediately, the next, like, 3 missions, you're never in the R-Wing. The next 3 missions are the chicken walker and then this stupid helicopter.
Yeah.
And the helicopter mission is so boring. Like, it is, because there's no real action going on. You're just kind of, like, trying to hover around.
Yeah, aren't you this, like, a little drone that can drop a robot or something?
You're in a, well, it's a full-size, like,
it's a helicopter
hover thing. Well, it's kind of like a hover jet. It's got, like, the hover things out on the wings. But, yeah, you have a little drone you can drop down that can do things. But you're just kind of, like, floating around to little places for him to hack stuff and occasionally shoot. There's no, like, moving forward, like, fast action, anything. It was a really bad way to start the game.
You know what? I've been getting a lot of, or okay, my respect for Miyamoto has nosedived in the last year or two, like, just completely gone out the window. Like, there was always those rumors of, or not rumors, but, you know, controversy of him, like, in the 90s saying, yeah, Donkey Kong Country is trash. It's not even close to Mario. It's not good. And it's like, fuck you. Donkey Kong Country is better than Mario, first of all. And, like, you sour grapes motherfucker. But anyways, it's like, oh, okay, he's a genius. He made Zelda and Mario and all this stuff. So, you know, quirky Japanese man. But then, like, everything that he's involved with is stupid. He makes stupid games. And he, and, like, Kyle Bossman, like, shared this story where, like, you see Miyamoto going to visit teams that are working on projects. And he shows up, which is, like, a big deal. And they're like, oh, my God, we got to, you know, show him the best part of our project, and, you know, and anything he says is the most important piece of input you can get. And so he comes and he walks by and he just says stupid shit, like, why is that tree right there? Should the tree be there? Why isn't, like, he'll just, like, linger on nonsense, and everybody has to, like, freak out and fix it. You know, he just impedes creativity. And, like, since I'm kind of getting some shooty fruity right here with, like, the Star Fox. I'm sorry, but Star Fox being a complete bag of shit, and his name's all over it, and they delayed it to try to fix it, and it's still shit. Yeah, fuck you, Shigeru, man. Like, and I was watching what was it? Double Fine. Double Fine's doing a lot of Let's Plays with developers that have influenced them. So, like, you know, mm-hmm. they had Ted Price come and play Ratchet and Clank with them. And, you know, they talk about the development cycle and all that shit. And they had the dude that created Rayman come on the show. And they played Rayman, and he was great. And then they played Beyond Good and Evil. Mm-hmm. And the French guy told a story about E3 where Ubisoft was trying to make a deal with Nintendo. So Miyamoto came in to look at Beyond Good and Evil, and he ripped the game to shreds, said it was trash, and he's like, I hate this. I hate all of this. And like, and it devastated the guy, like, because Miyamoto was like his hero, you know, and he like left the room and trying not to break into tears at E3. And it's like, what a fucking asshole. Beyond Good and Evil is awesome. Fuck you. I don't know. I just really don't like Miyamoto right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good. Good. Star Fox sucks. You suck. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's...
Hey, Ryan.
Huh?
Since you're doing this experiment of buying, like, franchises from your childhood, and they're, like, shitty ones now,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to buy that Metroid game next?
Oh, what?
Or the Marines multiplayer thing? One, the arena thing?
You know, the only reason
I'm not going to buy it, but do you want to buy it?
I do have a slight interest in that. Not because, like, it looks like they're doing terrible things to the Metroid brand. I'm not a fan of what they're doing whatsoever. But it is Next Level Games that's developing it. And those guys made the Mario Strikers games and Luigi's Mansion 2. Like, that's a really, really solid developer. And I'll support them. Or I'll at least check it out. Well, depends on the reviews. We'll see the reviews.
Right, yeah.
No, just go and buy it, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah, this Star Fox game, yeah, it was just so frustrating, like, trying to play it. Like, I actually, like, had to force myself to play as far as I did because I wanted to put it down. I was like, this is not fun. Like, you're seriously just fighting the controls the whole time. It's just so unintuitive, and I can't see, like, I can't, these people are being way too lenient on it if they're saying, well, after you get used to it, it's great, or okay, maybe okay is the word they used, but
right.
I went in with Nintendo colored glasses, man. Like, mm-hmm. I went in hoping for, like, expecting the best, you know, like, it's not going to be that bad.
It reminds me of the worst Wii titles where it's like, you have a good game, stop fucking with it with motion controls, you know?
Oh, yeah, and it is definitely shoehorned in for no reason.
Remember, what was it, Kid Icarus? Kid Icarus was awesome, but Kid Icarus's controls were fucking shit.
Yeah, and then, like, Donkey Kong Country Returns on the Wii, like, remember you had to shake the Wiimote and Nunchuck to do to do attack, or to even roll, which rolling is fundamental.
That's what burned me out on that, because me and you played that co-op.
It slows down everything you do and makes it harder to accomplish something that should be easy. And then you play Tropical Freeze, where you can play it on a real controller, and you're like, oh, wow, yeah, fuck you guys, like, your innovation.
Right. Yeah, and with this, it's like, it's two controls connected, like, two things that control different aspects of the game connected through your hands, and it's just like, you hit the thumbstick left, but if your hand kind of goes to the right, you're going to start aiming right, and it's like, well, that's dumb. Like, why is this doing that? And you can do it so easily on accident. Yeah. And it does have the one option it has to, like, kind of counter this is that it has the option for the motion controls to be always on or to turn on when you pull the trigger. The problem with that is as soon as you pull the trigger, you have no idea where your aim's about to go. Like, depending on the position of your hands, and, like, they built in a calibration thing, like, you click the left stick to recalibrate it. And it, like, that to me just like shouts, hey, we didn't, like, this thing doesn't count. This thing breaks calibration real easily, which is true. Like, what's happening on your little, if you're watching the Wii controller, the Wii U controller, and you look up, like I said, it's just, they're not congruent at all. And then if you try and watch the screen, your hands are inevitably going to just screw you over.
Mm-hmm. And think about the alternate reality where if they just went with, like, the Ratchet and Clank route, where they reimagined the first Ratchet and Clank game, and obviously we already got Star Fox 64 on 3DS. So, but, like, what about Star Fox 2? That never came out.
Right.
You know, Star Fox 2 was a finished game with full level design and bosses and all that shit. Just make Star Fox 2 with modern graphics, with regular controls, and people would be so happy. People would be fucking thrilled. But no. No. You gotta do something different.
Yeah. Star Fox 2 is finished. Why the fuck has it not even been released on, like, Virtual Console?
It's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know.
Is there, like, a deep, dark secret with that game?
I know somebody sent a copy of it to Giant Bomb.
Is there naked pictures of Miyamoto in that cartridge?
Well, and there's another article that I read where they talked about how Miyamoto has been stonewalling any new Star Fox game development, like, because he would not make another Star Fox unless there was huge innovation behind, like, the mechanics. So he didn't want to make, and that's why Star Fox Command is all touchscreen. The game was fine, but it didn't need to be touchscreen controls, you know, like, it's really frustrating. Like, they're holding these franchises hostage because they don't want them to continue to go on as they have been in the way that they've been successful. It's very odd. Like, they don't seem to have that problem with Mario and Zelda. Like, those can just keep getting regurgitated. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's frustrating. But, yeah, is that everything you want to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the big one.
Was that cathartic, okay, Ryan?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Still gotta finish it.
Yes, I plan to try. Stupid game.
Well, we got a few things of news. I mean, not much. So in Dark Souls related territory, the creator of Dark Souls, Hidetaka Miyazaki, is according to an interview that he gave, is apparently working on a new IP with, and there are no current plans for any further Dark Souls sequels or remasters of, like, Demon Souls or any of the previous Dark Souls titles. And he also said that there are two planned DLC packs for Dark Souls 3, one scheduled for the fall of this year and one for early 2017. And that sounds similar to Bloodborne. Was it like the Bloodborne DLC plans, but then that got turned into one big thing. So, seems like they're kind of going a similar path of Bloodborne there. I hope that the new Souls game is, or not new Souls game, but new game that he's working on is kind of a Souls style game in, like, a cyberpunk world, because I want more cyberpunk games.
Thank you.
And Cyberpunk 2077 doesn't seem to be coming out forever.
Another 8 years. Don't worry, Day of Sex is coming.
Yeah, I guess.
Day of Sex.
I don't know why I'm so, like, blasé about
you
the
liked,
new Day of
you
Sex
liked
game.
The one that just came out, right?
Human Revolution?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so I dug that for the most part, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not sure why you're, like, lukewarm on this one.
I don't know. I guess it's just, like, I don't even know if I could say I'm looking forward to it. I don't think about it at all. Maybe because there are just so many other games this year.
I actually thought it was coming out, like, early this year.
Oh, it was originally scheduled for February.
Okay, that's what I thought. That
Mirror's Edge and, was it Street Fighter? Were originally supposed to come out all on the same day in February. And then Street Fighter might have got not delayed. And then Mirror's Edge and Deus Ex did.
God, if it comes out at the same time as Persona, fuck. I've never bought two games in one day.
Well, it's coming out in August right now. That's the slated release date, I'm pretty sure. And Persona is rumored to be in July. So maybe by the time you're done with Persona, you'll be ready for Deus Ex.
Round two.
Yeah, for real.
I wonder if that game's going to have a collector's edition. I'm going to fucking get that. I don't get that.
Ryan, I'm sorry to say, I don't think you care about this anymore, but there are rumors of Mighty No. 9 being delayed until December.
Yeah.
So, it'll, like, come out one day.
Is that game?
What happened?
At this rate,
they decided to put multiplayer netcode in it, and they're bad at it, and that was a bad idea to begin with.
God. At this rate, Bloodstained will be out first.
Wasn't it just, like, leaderboards or something? Was it actual co-op?
I don't.
Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Do they know?
I haven't read all the emails.
Wow.
See, that worries me on all the Kickstarters that I've, like, I think I've only backed like 5 total.
Every Kickstarter is different.
So I'm like,
so don't hold everything else to the same thing. But man, talk about goodwill just flushed down the toilet.
Right. What does Miyamoto think of Mighty Number 9?
Dumb God damn baby game.
Oh, that's going to be great.
It controls too well. Can't have it.
Yeah.
I want to control it with my eyelids.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kickstarter games, Bloodstained has been releasing kind of bits and pieces of their game. I shouldn't say of their game, but like just like dev videos of where it's at.
Yeah.
It looks pretty promising. I'm enthused.
Yeah, I have more faith in that to come out like on time, just because from what I've heard about the development cycle of the Game Boy Advance Castlevanias, like they had a short schedule and he pumped those out and they were high quality, so I think that game will do all right.
Cool.
That's all I had to say,
man. I still get Kickstarter emails from a bunch of things that I like kind of forgot I backed and that just haven't come out yet.
Yeah, what's up with that bunny first-person Mirror's Edge thing? The skating
so
rabbits?
There's a beta out for that. I played it a bit.
Wait, what?
Hover Revolt of Gamers. It's like the worst title.
You made us all back it.
Because I think at that point I was still convinced that Mirror's Edge wasn't coming out.
Right.
And like it was fine when I played it. I don't know what's going on with it beyond that. Hopefully things are going well for them, but like I'm getting a lot of updates from that open world horror game. I think you backed it too, Hoppy. Grave.
Maybe I lose track. Yeah. I'm mostly looking forward to Yooka-Laylee. A Hat in Time. A Hat in Time as well.
Oh yeah, Hat in Time. I forgot about that. Has there been any updates from that recently?
I think they're nearing the end. I think last I heard from them was a few months ago, and they were saying that the last level is all that's left, or something like that, and they're adding polish. Yeah, it's getting there, but there's no release date.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what system I got that game on.
I don't think I ever only actually gave them money for it.
I guess I'll wait for the email.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can get into questions now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Where do these start? Here we go. From Prototype. Hey, Ryan, how's your trademark thing going? Asked Prototype. I think I said that already.
It got submitted to the government, and I got an email saying that they'll assign it to somebody in 3 months. So in 3 months, it'll get assigned to somebody, and then they'll review it, and then they put it somewhere for 30 days to see if anyone else opposes it, and then they do some other shit. I don't know. I probably won't have a trademark for like a year at this point.
They're just testing how committed you are to see if you'll forget by the time they actually get around to it.
There's a whole packet of process they sent me that I have to monitor along the way. And like you have to go to this website and check on it, check the status of it every 3 to 4 months, or they'll consider your application abandoned and just ditch it. So yeah,
that sounds like a test to see if you're serious.
Right. Yeah, these guys. Yeah.
All right,
government.
And then Prototype again. Which rumored Spider-Man game are you more hyped for? Platinum Games MCU tie-in or Sony's first-party PS4 exclusive? I know nothing about this Sony first-party PS4 exclusive. I've not heard of that. Javi, any idea?
I don't think Platinum Games is the right fit. I'm totally open to being proven wrong, but like a character action game is not really what I think of when I think of Spider-Man. So
dating
yeah,
sim.
First
you want a dating sim. I do too, baby.
Pizza delivery sim.
You know, a dating sim would be right in line with Spider-Man, but no, I'd like to see what their first party. I don't know if I believe either of these rumors. Is there actually any evidence of either of these? I haven't heard anything.
Given how many games Platinum has shown they're capable of working on at one time, I totally believe that they're making a Spider-Man game.
But yeah, I mean, so Platinum's Ninja Turtles game looks exactly like what I think of when I think Ninja Turtles game, and it's not necessarily very good. Like, it's like just arcadey, insanely fast-paced beat 'em up in 3D, and quickly, like, you can tell these kinds of games are quickly made, like very quickly developed. And I think that a Spider-Man game might be fine, but I'm not really excited about something like that. So, yeah, Sony first party is what I'm more excited for.
Ryan, how do you feel about that?
I don't care.
All right. Will any of you miss Skip Bayley's from ESPN? No. I hope
no.
No. I think Terrell Suggs did the world a service when he called Skip Bayley's a douchebag on live TV all those years ago.
Skip Bayless is a complete fucking moron.
He is. He really
is. Let's take a minute and remember the stupid shit he's talked about in recent years. Derek Fisher will be a better coach than Steve Kerr. The Houston Texans will be forever haunted by not drafting Johnny Manziel as number one. I will take Josh Freeman over Cam Newton any day.
What about that flock of seagulls haircut he used to have?
Robert Griffin III is a better quarterback than Andrew Luck.
He's a smart
Tebow
guy.
Is a better quarterback than Andrew Luck.
Do you just have like a list open?
I do.
Were you ready for this?
He was.
I was. I've wanted to talk about this for all day. I've been looking forward to it because I fucking hate Skip Bayless.
All right.
Yeah, he used to dog on Vince Young in college. Now, obviously, Vince Young as a pro, not very good, but he used to. Yeah, he was very anti Vince Young and very anti Longhorns the year they won the national championship against the USC.
All right,
so fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right.
Fuck that guy.
Thoughts on Paxomania? Will you attend the Pax Rumble? No one else here watched Paxomania, I'm guessing.
Nope. No, I haven't.
It was pretty
good.
I don't
know what happened.
It's pretty fucking stupid.
I saw Greg was soliciting for a fog machine, so I was wondering, did they get the fog machine?
No, there
again?
Were no actual fog machines, but Dan Reichert did a real bad elbow drop on Greg and, like, fully landed on him and bruised the fuck out of his ribs.
Wasn't it Dan Reichert? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Dan Reichert did that to Greg. Yeah.
That
wasn't a work, that was a shoot. So there's some wrestling terminology for you. Will you?
You're such a mark, Ryan.
Huh?
You're such a mark. Uh-huh. Will you attend the PAX Rumble? Yes. Absolutely yes. I love this.
Hello.
That's PAX Prime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There,
I
also,
keep saying I'll
a
go,
game
but then I
made
sleep
about,
in.
About Paxomania, so hopefully that turns
finally.
Out. Oh, is it being made by Harris? Is it perhaps being made by a teenager? Because
no, it is a human man.
That's what people call Harris.
Is it a 22-year-old man?
It is a reputable human man who people have seen in real life.
Okay,
that rules out Harris again.
Prototype, do you think the rumors are true that Marvel is delaying everything Inhumans because they're currently in talks with Fox? I have no idea.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't know they were.
Yeah, I've never. I didn't hear. I don't have my finger on the pulse of
comic movie
rumors.
I figured they would for after, what, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah. And then, Prototype, were you surprised that Jackman was in the Apocalypse trailer? No. He's been in every X-Men movie except... No. He's been in every X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lame. That movie looks bad.
Yeah,
that movie
it does.
Looks so terrible.
And
looks
in
like
lieu
the worst.
Of that, Rachel asks, should X-Men stop? Why
yes.
won't it stop?
Please stop. Stop. It's already dead. Oh, God. I mean, look, I give it credit for not rebooting all this time. Like, that's kind of amazing. I mean, I guess it's soft rebooted, but still got, it's still the same chronology somehow, which is just insane. But now it's just a convoluted,
bitter shit mess.
Is this the X-Men question?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was waiting for this too because I had something to say, but then I lost connection, so I was like really worried I wouldn't be able to say it. Sorry. What are you gonna say? Go ahead. Why the fuck is Mystique such a big focus in this goddamn
movie? Good question.
Why the fuck is she like? She's like leading the X-Men, quote. And I'm when was she ever fucking leading the X-Men?
Remember Rebecca Romijn's Mystique and how she would never do anything like this? And she had no relationship with him at all.
And you'd think like she'd like recognize, oh my god, she's teaching Scott Summers. Like, and it's like, wait, but she doesn't fucking have any like emotion, like nothing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, why would you shoehorn this in? Is it because J-Law is so popular? Is this a case of the actress's popularity making the character more popular than it should be? It completely, like, I would think, like with this, Rogue would have been a better choice. But, of course, you can't do Rogue because they already did her in the first movie. And it's like, fuck. What the fuck did they do? Should have just rebooted the whole fucking series.
They should have. You're right.
That way they'd be like, okay, we can recast Rogue instead of being stuck with someone that we can cast sometimes.
Yeah. We have at least one more Wolverine movie, the rated R one.
Wolverine has been the primary protagonist in every one of the movies except for
First Class.
He had a great cameo in that, though. And they didn't ruin it in the fucking trailer.
But I will say, Wolverine has been consistently the best part of these movies, though.
Sure.
The rest of the movies have been shit.
Yeah. Yep.
And then last, I don't know what you were saying before I came back.
Nothing. But X-Men sucks. like these movies have like kind of put out a lot of the whole childhood affinity that I had, and my childhood affinity can put up with a lot. I dealt with some pretty bad Spider-Man movies, and X-Men, I couldn't care less. Actually, I could, and I'm probably gonna.
Which is weird, because I really like James McAvoy.
You have not reached full apathetic levels yet.
Yeah.
So there's more apathy. I'm like, I like the cast. I like the choices for Professor X. I like him. He's great.
The movie looks terrible.
But these movies are shit.
The weird thing is, Dylan, is the last one was good. Like, I watched it again recently. Like, I own it. I watched it again. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
It was good because Wolverine was the primary protagonist.
And also, like, this new one looks significantly worse. Like, everything about it looks cheesy.
Convoluted
and campy. And
that poster you showed of Professor X as a baldy.
No, that's not even the worst. Rachel sent me another poster that has every cast member, like, roughly photoshopped into it. And it looks so bad. So bad. But
how does he lose his hair? Does just psychic power just give you male pattern baldness?
That must be it.
Surely.
I must read their minds while my hippie hair just sheds around me.
Yeah.
When I saw that question come through, I didn't see it. I was just scrolling through Twitter and I accidentally hit the like button and I went, oh shit. And then it hit unlike. Like, undid it, and then I read it, and I went, oh, never mind, and then re-liked it.
There you go.
Yeah. Why won't it stop?
Please stop.
And then the last question we got is, anyone planning to buy the Return to Arkham PS4 Xbox One collection?
I didn't know that was a thing, so probably not.
Probably not, because I've gotten my share of Batman. I don't really need any more.
I'm okay without it.
And they milk that thing to death. It's a skeleton. Although, maybe we're just the weirdo minorities, because a lot of people still think that Arkham City was the best game of last year. Was it last year?
It's 2 years ago. Arkham Knight. 2 years ago.
Arkham Knight. My bad.
Oh
yeah.
It was fun. I liked it, but I wouldn't say. Yeah, it was the best.
It's one of those. It's one of those weird games where like I can see the quality. Like it looks fantastic. It plays good. Like it's long. There's a lot of content in there. Like it's polished, but man, something in there, I just don't.
That's the crazy thing about these games. Yeah. There is a lot of fucking content packed into that city.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Like if you want to play that for hours and hours and hours, it will take care of you.
Yeah, and I think we made that. I think we made the comparison before that the first one was basically a Castlevania game.
Yeah, Castlevania or Metroid, just the whole kind of like, you got to get a gadget and you'll come back to this area later, you know, and everything is very, everything has care.
Every room was recognizable.
Yeah, it's
and
memorable.
And then on top of it, they put a pretty killer fighting system into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good games. Yeah, good. I mean, I would like to play them again, but I'm not clamoring to... I gotta have this. I gotta have this collection.
The first one was the only one I enjoyed, so I don't... The second one made me not care enough to play the rest of them, so...
And the second one was a perfect example of where the next ones were trending. Like, it just got more and more and more like the second one, and less and less and less like the first.
Too much. It was too unfocused.
Yeah, which people like. Like, we're the minority, I feel. Like, people fucking love the other ones.
I love having it be open, but yeah. I do need some focus. Like, I do need, like, okay, you gotta do this now. Go do that, please.
Yeah.
And that's all the questions we got.
All right.
Cool. Well, guys, I guess this is where I come and do the thing.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah. If you would like to find us, you can do so at GameOverNation.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/GameOverNation. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/GameZeroVerNation. And find us on Twitter at GameOverNation. Those are the places.
All right. Has been episode 224?
Mm-hmm.
224? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you guys for listening. We will catch you guys next week with even more hot video game scoops. Probably.
I don't know
hopefully.
If it's called scoops. Talking?
Don't buy Star Fox.
Don't buy Star Fox. Hot talking.
Yeah. Don't watch Game of Thrones.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right.